Newly released figures show China's outbound direct investment surged 22% year-on-year to nearly $70 billion U.S. dollars last year, recording growth for the ninth straight year. The Commerce Ministry says China's 2010 outbound direct investment accounted for 5.2% of global capital flows and exceeded that of both Japan and the United Kingdom for the first time. And for more on China's overseas investments, we are now joined on the line live with Patrick Chovanich of the School of Economics and Management in Tsinghua University. Thanks for joining us, Patrick. Now, in your opinion, what's behind such high growth of China's overseas investments, given that the current sluggish world economy?
Well, one of the key drivers is really China's accumulation of foreign currency reserves, and these are claims on foreign economies. And China needs to invest abroad. Now, one way of doing that is to accumulate them as official reserves and invest them in treasuries, but obviously that's not necessarily the best option. So an alternative is to invest them directly abroad.
Now, why do you think China, with its vast domestic markets where all these foreign companies are trying to get in, is so keen on expanding its overseas investments? I mean, what fields are Chinese companies investing in overseas?
Well, that's a very good question. You know, China does have a domestic market, which many people think the future of China really involves developing that domestic market. But so far, China's been focused on running trade surpluses, and that means earning. Basically, it means exchanging goods for foreign currency, and that foreign currency has to be somewhere and invested overseas. Now, that sometimes that is a real opportunity for me that want to develop opportunities abroad, but sometimes that means that simply China has money that it needs somewhere or not that makes sense, including buying up mining assets around the world and maybe paying a premium for them.
Well, you know, in any kind of investments, sometimes you win and sometimes you lose. For example, the state-owned China Railway Construction Corporation lost billions of yuan in a light rail project in Saudi Arabia. So what kind of risks should Chinese companies pay particular attention to when operating and investing overseas?
A lot of Chinese companies are going to face a learning curve, in some cases a very steep learning curve, when they invest overseas. And that's pretty natural. That's any country that invests overseas is going to experience the same thing. But you know, success in the Chinese market does not necessarily translate to success abroad, and that's particularly true when many Chinese companies are attracted to other developing markets like Africa or the Middle East or Latin America. Places where historically then.
Well, Patrick, I think
certain regulations, and so face those risks.
All right, thank you so much, Patrick, and that's Patrick Chovanich of Tsinghua University.